From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that because of New York's new matching campaign contributions, there may be more viable primary election challenges this year. Claire Cousin, for instance, has mounted a primary challenge to Democrat Assemblyperson D.D. Barrett in the 106th District that includes much of Columbia and Dutchess counties. Cousin, a Columbia County supervisor from Hudson, said, and I quote, "It didn't seem doable," end quote, before the new campaign finance law. New York is now giving matching contributions for donations under $250 from donors who live in a candidate's district. Cousin, who also has the backing of the Working Families Party, said, and I quote, "It's sending a clear message that folks like myself have a more fair opportunity to run a competitive race," end quote. Barrett, though, is not participating in the public campaign finance program, which comes with many potentially costly regulations. Working Family Party co-director Jasmine Gripper said, and I quote, "The public financing system really gives us a chance to neutralize the power of big money in our policies and outside influence that has had an oversized presence in our democracy," end quote. Jay Jacobs, the state Democratic Party chair, said the program can, and I quote, "enhance the opportunity for challengers, but the idea behind it was to make the system at least a little bit fairer, and I think it's going to do that," end quote. In Ulster County, an insurgent is coming at an incumbent from the center. Gabby Madden, a former staffer for Assemblyperson Kevin Cahill and State Senator James Scopus, is trying to unseat the first-term Democratic Socialist Assemblywoman Sarah Hannah Strester. Madden said, and I quote, "I'm relying on the matching funds program. That's what is making me a competitive candidate in this race," end quote. And Strester is also using the program, saying they have shifted to looking for small-dollar financial support from residents in their district. She said, and I quote, "It does make them a little bit more invested in our race, because many people are not necessarily used to the idea of giving money unless they're a political junkie. It's been an interesting experience to see play out in real life," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for HudsonValley360.com that on March 6, the Hudson Industrial Development Agency approved the sale of an 8.61 parcel of land in Hudson's North Bay to the Columbia Land Conservancy for $1. The sale is subject to a final survey of the property to create the deed. F. Michael Tucker, president and CEO of the Columbia County Economic Development Corporation, said, and I quote, "This was a great opportunity for the Industrial Development Agency to assist Columbia Land Conservancy with its mission in a way that will result in expanded opportunities for Hudson and its visitors," end quote. Since 2011, the Columbia Land Conservancy has proposed that Hudson's North Bay transform into a wetland, forest habitat, and bird sanctuary, as well as a public education and recreation area for city residents. The sale links Charles Williams Park in Hudson to the Greenport Conservation Area. Columbia Land Conservancy President Troy Weldy said, and I quote, "The broader vision is that we can create a regionally significant hiking trail that the high school and running clubs can use. Our goal is to help people in downtown Hudson, kids, anyone of any age, access nature," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that developers plan to build warehouses on industrial sites in Furabush in Selkirk in southern Albany County. Both locations are near the I-87 thruway and the CSX train tracks. The Furabush project would be a 114,000-square-foot building, and a 60,000-square-foot facility is being proposed for the River Road in Selkirk. Both projects are going through the site plan approval process with the town of Bethlehem, and both are highly industrialized locations surrounded by rural land. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.